Nevin Buchanyuk's entrepreneurial journey started when he was 12, going door-to-door with the Regal catalog and taking orders from his neighbors. "It gave me great experience in marketing, in sales, and they sold some really neat stuff," said Buchanyuk. See? Spaces is live. Welcome to Sault Ste. Marie's very own social network. His daughter became an entrepreneur at the age of 5, with support and encouragement from her dad. Hannah got an allowance, but it wasn't very big, and she wanted to make some money to buy some more Barbies, explained Buchanyuk. So, she started a lemonade stand. Of course, with her dad helping her out, it wasn't just any old lemonade stand. She wanted to expand into other treats as well, so we called it Hannah's Summer Treats and we had banners, signs, t-shirts, Buchanyuk said with a laugh. It was very successful, and she still runs it in the summer. Video. 6-year-old Sue Girl launches a news network for kids. From his early start as a Regal salesman, Buchanyuk has carried on with many other business ventures and side hustles, as well as becoming an author. "It's funny, back then entrepreneurship wasn't really a thing, it wasn't really on anyone's radar," mused Buchanyuk. "So, I didn't have a lot of support that way, and didn't even really consider myself an entrepreneur until adulthood." Buchanyuk is looking forward to connecting with and supporting fellow entrepreneurs as the host of the Small Business Space, in the new and local social media network, Spaces. See, so you want to be a Spaces host? Buchanyuk is a lifelong Sault Ste. Marie resident, only leaving for a few years when work took him to points further south. His father worked at the steel plant, so there was no history of entrepreneurship in his family, but Buchanyuk just forged ahead on his own. He started a web design business out of university, and then moved on to a career working in economic development, currently with Fedner. But he looks to his side hustles and other businesses he develops, as well as his writing, to fuel his passion for entrepreneurship. See, talented local carpenter helps us build the Sault's new social network. There is just so much opportunity and so many ideas out there, he enthused. You never know where the next inspiration will come from, there always seems to be something. I never know where these ideas will take me, but I love to follow them and see. Buchanyuk is hoping to follow and share ideas with fellow entrepreneurs in his role as small business host in Spaces. I hope we can get some interesting conversations going about new ideas, new plans, and help kickstart some wonderful initiatives here in the Sault, he said. See? Sault today wants you to host one of our new spaces. Buchanyuk has started 8 companies, ranging from e-commerce to publishing, as well as computer camps and entrepreneurship camps for kids. Ideas come to me, and I develop them into businesses, some of which I have sold, and some of which serve their purpose and then fall away, he explained. I ran a computer summer camp for kids for 10 years, then sold it. He has published 3 books, 25 money-making businesses you can start in your spare time, starting your own business, an entrepreneur's guide, and his newest book, written with his daughter, Hannah, 25 money-making business ideas for kids and teens. See, write stuff. Meet local father-daughter authors at library event. That was my proudest moment as an entrepreneur, Buchanyuk stated. I wrote an article for Shopify on entrepreneurship and young people, and mentioned Hannah's lemonade stand. They liked it so much, they wanted me to talk more about Hannah, and it turned out the story aligned perfectly with a new Shopify venture, a business kit for kids that they were launching. He continued, they ended up wanting Hannah to do some press with them, she was 7 at the time, and that ended up turning into a Toronto Star article, and an appearance on breakfast television. That was surreal. See, enjoy some cold summer treats from one of the community's youngest business owners. One of Buchanyuk's most consistent passions is his desire to support other entrepreneurs in his community. 10 years ago, he founded Startup Sault, a grassroots community-driven nonprofit which supports entrepreneurs in the community through events, meetups, contests, mentorship and connecting entrepreneurs with small business resources in the community. See, lifelong Sault photographer captures imaginations and spaces. He stepped down from his role as president of Startup Sault last year but still advises the board on a regular basis. That project came out of a desire to help other entrepreneurs and help the community, said Bukinich. I was feeling a bit disconnected in my full-time job, and Startup Sue gave me back my passion and helped me to connect with my community in a meaningful way. Bukinich's new role as host of the Small Business Space will enable him to continue to support entrepreneurs in the community. See, Sue newcomer excited to welcome others to a special space. I stepped down from Startup Sue because it was a lot of time, it was kind of like running a full-time business, explained Bukinich. So, I was excited to be offered this opportunity with Spaces. I see it as a way to still be involved, with perhaps not so much of a time commitment. I see Spaces as a huge opportunity to support and mentor other entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs. To share stories, to celebrate wins and dissect what goes wrong. To really build a thriving online community for entrepreneurs and small business owners in our community. See, exotic pet breeder hatches new community in Spaces. I am excited about what Spaces could become.